Hi, good morning, ma'am.
Hi, how are you, Kalpesh?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. Kalpesh, for the Tanika reading, that patient, she did tell me that she has not signed it, okay? I noticed on her that her health force, her first insurance that she has, has been paying fully for her infusion and everything, right? Except for April 10th infusion that she got. They are saying that she has a co-insurance and then she, her deductible is not met, which is 2,367 or some sort of month, right?
Yes.
So, so what's going on over there?
For that,
like, why are they? So why? What's going on? Why are they not picking up the whole amount for that particular visit in April?
For that April month, like the April infusion claim. Okay, so I see that the health. I think the patient has a health scope and the primary has already processed the claim and applied a patient responsibility. But due to the coordination of issue, we are talking about the reading, right? There is a TRICARE as a different.
Yeah.
Yes. So I see that patient chart. I think I sent you an email as well. So TRICARE, the patient has to call the TRICARE to update the coordination of benefit that the TRICARE, under the TRICARE, that the patient has a Medicare, not a BCBS, so they can process the claim like that. Because anyway, I have also sent a claim with the primary carrier to TRICARE, but if let's see if they can process the claim as in secondary, because what I believe that patient have to call the insurance first to update the coordination of benefit prior to process the claim.
So why does she have to update? Do they have to do this every year, or is it something has changed with her family and that's why they're asking for?
So if the patient is a subscriber, then it's good that they don't have to do anything. It's the first time.
Uh-huh.
And what happened many times, the plan year or anything like the, if the patient has a Medicare, right, because the patient is above 65. If, let's say example, the patient has a BCBS and he's every year he's paying the plan premium, but one time he didn't pay it or she didn't pay it, so the policy will be terminated or under it will be go under the grace period. So at that time, the insurance will ask the patient to update the additional information like the COB, does the patient has a different insurance, does the patient purchase any different insurance like that. So the patient has to update everything in the insurance.
So in this particular patient, what has happened? Did she add the TRICARE as a secondary or something recently?
I think, let me open the patient chart and give you the data.
Because even after April, they have been paying on her, the health source is paying fully on her.
Yes, a health source is paying because health scope is now that the patient is a primary, but the TRICARE doesn't have the information from the patient that the VR TRICARE is. What TRICARE believe that the patient has a BCBS, because at the previous time, like when the patient had an BCBS, not the health scope, at the time the patient update the information with the TRICARE that I have the BCBS and you have to process a claim if you will get any primary care, you'll be from the BCBS. So the TRICARE has a all data, not the updated one. Now the patient has health scope, not the BCBS. So that's the thing the patient have to do, because anyway, if the patient is swiping something, the patient has to update the detail with the insurance.
Okay, so yeah, so I called the patient again today, and she's like, I'm very busy, I can't do it. I haven't done it. And I told her, I said she has to do it before her infusion today.
Yeah.
Sitting in the, you know, while she's waiting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to let her go without doing that. So maybe the health source is paying fully because they don't know that she has secondary insurance, you think?
It's possible, but it's depend on the patient when the patient bought the health scope, what the information patient has updated with the health scope, does any primary patient has or not like that. So it's depend. We have to confirm with the patient. Does the patient update anything for the secondary while purchasing the primary like that.
Okay, let me talk to her when she comes in today, and I'll get that done. So all she needs to do is call them, or is it something I can print and give it to her?
No, it's what happened. If I can call the insurance, the insurance will advise us to call the patient to update the information from the patient on behalf of, from the patient side only, not the provider on our side.
But it's not a form or anything that we can print out. They just probably want her verbal, assurance that she, this is her secondary and she doesn't have any other secondary.
Yes. Just like formality, like the patient have to call on the member line and just have to update their everything.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to try, okay? When she comes in today before her infusion, we'll, you know, get it from her.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye. Bye. Bye.